Friday, everybody. I'm so happy to have you here this Friday. This Friday, actually, when this is being uploaded, I will be in San Diego. So I'm not even here. And you're talking to, right now, I'm talking to my future audience and future Liv. But I'm so excited to record today's episode. I had a really good, productive day. I woke up today around, I want to say like 9 a.m. And I did a lot of packing. So I packed for San Diego. I leave in 2 days, but tomorrow I had so many podcast recordings to do today. I have a lot to do tomorrow. I have so much editing to do, so much uploading to do, like scheduling to upload. I have to get a nail appointment. I have a few things to do before I go. And I wasn't planning on packing for my whole trip. I was going to just do my clothes and then do the rest tomorrow. But I started getting into the grind of packing and I ended up packing everything I needed. I packed my clothes, my shoes, bathing suits, toiletries, books, chargers, everything I need to pack. The only thing that I need to, you know, put in and is stuff in my personal item, like bag, like my laptop, my phone charger, things like that is all I really have left. Something I'm struggling with is I want to bring healthy snacks to the airport. I think I'm allowed to put them in my carry-on, in my like personal item bag, I'm pretty sure, but I just don't trust airport food. So I want to try to bring my own snacks. I don't remember if they let you, so I have to double check with that. But yeah, I'm really excited. I packed and then I cleaned up my whole entire room. I have a garbage bag right in the corner that I need to bring outside. But other than that, my closet's clean, my dresser is clean. I rearranged my room a little bit where I kind of moved my desk. I was recording an episode today and I just didn't like where my desk was facing. I don't like when it faces the window necessarily. I kind of like when it faces more of an open space. So I wanted to open my room up a little bit. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw the little desk switch up. So I'm sitting in my new space. I recorded with Caroline today. That video will be up, I think, in 2 weeks, the first week of September, I believe it goes up. I recorded with Cutting yesterday. I recorded with Steph this week. And I'm recording a lot of solo episodes. So I have a lot to edit, a lot to schedule. But I'm really excited for today's For You Friday. I uploaded this morning right after I recorded a podcast with Caroline. And I said, let me know what you guys want to know. And a lot of the things you guys asked me had to do with positivity, living a good life, a happy life, and everything like that. So I jot down a few bullet points that I'm going to go through and give you guys advice on and kind of just talk to you guys about my sore voice, my sore throat voice, congested voice is going away a little bit, but not completely. So just be a little patient with me. I'm trying my best, but I actually recorded a For You Friday episode that I ended up deleting because I couldn't even listen to how congested my voice was. So I just deleted it. I'm going to re-answer those questions in a future one, but I just literally could not listen to my voice. So yeah, not much has changed. I feel like I want to do life updates in the beginning of these, but because I'm pre-recording, it's hard to do the life updates. There's really nothing going on because, you know, I'm pre-recording everything. So I'm pre-recording in the same week. I'm just basically packing for San Diego. Tomorrow, I'm hoping I can spend the day at the pool if I have enough time after editing. I have a podcast to record at 11 with Isabel. Then I hope to go to the pool during the day. And then I have a nail appointment at around 4:45 that I have to get to. So I do have a lot of things to get done tomorrow. But the fact that I'm done packing makes me feel very, very content and happy. So yeah, I'm going to go through and answer a few of your bullet points. So the first question or advice thing that I got is how can I start my day the right way? I feel like, here's the thing, your morning routine begins at night. So when you're going to sleep, you want to sleep with a clear mind. You want to sleep relaxed. You want to sleep at a good time because if you sleep late, stressed out, you know, you stay up super, super late watching something or you stay up super, super late with something negative on your mind, you're going to wake up most likely with that still in your mind. And also you're going to just wake up tired, lazy. Maybe you'll have a headache. So I think when it comes to starting your day right, it's all about how you're ending your day the night before. Something that really helps me end my day right, end my day in a peaceful way, I guess you could say, is reading a book instead of watching a screen. So on a good night, like a good night routine for me, would be, let's say I finish work and I go to the gym, and then I get home at around 7 o'clock from the gym. The first thing I like to do is eat dinner. So I'll cook my dinner, I'll eat my dinner, I'll take a shower, whether it's just a body shower, normally a hair shower at night, and then I'll get out and I'll do my skincare. And when I do my skincare, I really like just relax, I put my products on, I gua sha my face, jade roller, all that good stuff. And then I'll go downstairs, I'll make a little snack, have some tea, go upstairs, and around, I want to say it's like 8:30 by this time, I'll watch a little bit of YouTube, eat my snack, drink my tea, and then put that all away by 9:30. And at 9:30, I just read a book, close my light. I'll put like maybe my universe lights on to rest my eyes a little bit, maybe light a candle, and just read my book until I get super sleepy. Don't forget to burn out your candle. So this way I'm sleeping in a more peaceful mindset, in a peaceful surrounding. So that way I wake up. Also, another way that starts my day right is, depends what alarm clock you use as well. When I use the iPhone alarm clock, I actually wake up with raging anxiety and stress. I cannot use that alarm clock. I use an app called Sleep Cycle. This is not sponsored by Sleep Cycle, but I use an alarm clock by Sleep Cycle, and it wakes me up so gradually. And you can pick what noise you want. I choose the most peaceful noise, and it's the best. So I really prefer waking up with something more peaceful and gradual than something so sudden and loud. So I think an alarm clock makes a big difference. Wake up, and the first thing I always like to do, and this is a really good way to start your day right, is to not go on your phone, which is a lot easier said than done. I think I still go on my phone sometimes when I really shouldn't, but it's a lot easier said than done. I totally get it. You're very curious in the morning. You want to know what people are saying. You maybe get a notification when you wake up. You want to know what it says. But try not to go on your phone in the morning. It'll really shape your day differently. So when I wake up, I try not to go on my phone. This is on like a good morning. And I'll just like let my eyes open and stretch. I think stretching and letting your eyes open is probably how you're going to start your day off right. And put on a little meditation. You know, you can go onto Spotify and put meditations on. If you have an Alexa, I think you can automatically set it where she wakes you up with a meditation. So there's a few different ways, but I think just getting your head in the right state of mind is the best way to start your day. Meditate, journal, write in your manifestation journal, look through your vision board, whatever it is, something like that to just start your day positive and have something that you're excited to do in the morning. So whether it's drink your coffee, do your skincare, go on a walk, stretch, make your bed, whatever is your favorite thing to do in the morning, make something that you're excited to wake up and do. And I think that'll start your day the right way too. And the last thing for, I think, starting your day right and just having a good day in general is preparing the night before. So yes, have a really peaceful night routine, but at the same time, you know, maybe lay out your clothes for work or for school so you're not as stressed out. Prepare your lunch the night before. Prepare your bag the night before. So that way, these are things that are just on the go. So let's say you accidentally do wake up a little bit later than you were supposed to. You're not going to be stressed out about what should I wear? What should I bring? What should I make for lunch? I don't have time to make lunch, so I have to order lunch and spend money. This way, everything will already be there from the night before. So that's kind of my advice with starting your day the right way, is just prepare for it the night before. The next question, how to not sweat over the small stuff. This is something I'm honestly working on myself. I think I've gotten a lot better with it. Something that I used to struggle with is getting angry very quickly, like very short temper, and would just get angry super, super quickly. So something I learned to do is like, if something used to bother me, I used to just flip out about it right in the moment. Like if someone said something that bothered me, I confronted them right away. Right away, I was like, why'd you say this? Why are you making me feel this way? Like I confronted the situation right away. Anytime anyone ever made me upset, I confronted the situation right away. I couldn't wait to say something. I couldn't, you know, like I always did that. And I always used to get super angry. Even if it was the smallest thing that I was angry about, I used to be like that. And I think what I learned to do is, let's say you're talking with someone and they say something that pisses you off, or let's say you're in a relationship and your partner does something that doesn't make you too happy, or you find something out or something. The first thing that I would do is I would just analyze it in your head. Okay. Just be like, okay, is this something that's going to bother me in 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, whatever it is? If it's not going to bother you past the end of that day, let it go. You don't have to confront. If you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and you're going to be fine and it's something super stupid that they did and super silly that's not going to bother you, and you realize that you're just mad about it in the moment because you maybe had a bad morning, maybe you're on your period or something that's going to make you even more mad about the situation than you have to be. If you're aware of that, then just analyze the situation. Be like, is this something worth being mad over? If the answer is no, if you're not going to be mad about it till the end of the day, then just, that's it. Take a breath, breathe, do some breathing exercises, and remind yourself that it's not something that you're going to be mad about at the end of the day, and you'll be totally fine. So once you start putting things more into perspective and analyzing the situation and just taking a breath through it and seeing if it's going to really bother you in the long run, that'll really help you kind of control your emotions in that sense and make you think like, okay, this problem really isn't that big. I'm not going to make it bigger than it is, and I'm not going to give it a reason to affect me like that. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is how to make day-to-day life less boring. I feel like life is so boring after quarantine and I spend so many days just at home. I totally feel this. I think that, honestly, no, I used to be more like this. Now that I'm like working every single day, I'm so busy. I think that, but I kind of make myself busy because if I wasn't working a part-time job, you know, I would spend those days at home and I would still be busy because of my podcast. But my podcast is something I created for myself. So I think if you find day-to-day boring and you're like, there's nothing for me to do, find something that you're passionate about. You know, there's always something to do. If you want to be a successful human being and you want to have a great life for yourself in the future, you have to start working towards that right now. As you're listening to this podcast, you should be working towards that right now, or you have no excuse to not get it, you know? So I think for me, if I didn't have my podcast, I would never be busy. Honestly, I would literally never be busy. I would be able to do whatever I wanted as long as I wasn't at work. So I think that's a really big thing to focus on, is create something for yourself that's going to make you not bored and entertain you, but also keep you busy and, you know, feed your hustle and feed your passion and feed your success. I think also don't be afraid to do things on your own. I feel like when I was younger, I only wanted to do things with my friends. So let's say I wanted to go get coffee. I didn't want to go to a coffee shop alone. I was like, I have to ask a friend. And then if a friend couldn't do it, I wouldn't go at all because I didn't want to go alone. I think that's something we have to snap out of. Something that really I think could be fun is just get in your car or on a bike if you can't drive and go somewhere you never went before. Go to a cafe. Maybe you, if you have a car, you could go to one a little bit farther away where you don't know anyone. Go to a cafe, bring your laptop, bring a book. Reading helps so much. And just drink some coffee, read your book, do some work on your laptop, whatever it is you have to do. Go on a walk around that area, obviously if it's a safe area during the day and stuff. And just have fun by yourself. And I know that sounds a little bit like unrealistic, that maybe you can't have fun by yourself or it's just not something you want to do. Me personally, I've learned to really enjoy having fun with myself. I used to be very dependent on being with my friends. And then I went to school in the city and I did everything alone. I ate alone. I went to the library alone. I got coffee alone. I walked around alone. I went to my classes. I did everything alone while I was going to school in the city. So it kind of taught me and kind of made me prefer being alone than with other people when I do things. So I think once you learn to be alone in those situations and have fun with yourself, you'll have a less boring, quote unquote, boring day to day. And obviously it's okay for some days to just be bored and watch TV. But just find things that you're passionate about, whether it's working out, painting, writing, reading, creating an Instagram blog, creating a podcast, a YouTube channel, no matter what it is, do that. If I'm like, let's say I'm like completely not busy for some reason, I just don't. I really like to scroll through Pinterest and put on some movies, I mean, some music. I like to cook or bake, go grocery shopping. I like to do things that will keep my mind busy and not just do things on the screen, like watch YouTube. I feel like that's not really keeping my mind busy. That's just feeding into my boredom and honestly probably will make me more bored at some points. The next thing I got is, what's your favorite part of your day / favorite part of your routine? That's a cute question. My favorite part of my morning routine is definitely having my coffee and doing my skincare. I love when I have just like a nice cup of iced coffee and I'm sitting at my bathroom vanity or something and I'm just doing my skincare, gua shaing, jade rolling, while just having my iced coffee. It's my, I'm craving iced coffee as I say this, but it's definitely my favorite part of the day. It's just my time. And then my favorite part of my nightly routine is definitely working out. I know I sometimes work out in the morning, sometimes at night. Sometimes I'll just go for a walk in the morning and then work out at night. It really depends. But I really do like when I work out at night because it makes my body super tired. I can't really tell which I prefer. I definitely prefer working out at night rather than the morning. I like the morning because then you have the rest of the day to do whatever you want. Because I do prioritize my workout, where if someone asked me to hang out at night, I would say like, no, I can't. I'm have to work out or something like that. So that's why I like doing it in the morning, because I get it out of the way and I feel really good in the morning. But I like it at night because when I work out at night, I get super sweaty and super tired. So I come home, eat my dinner, take a shower, and I'm knocked out. Like, I'm already so tired. I got a question that says, do you live alone or plan to? No, I don't live alone. I live with my family. I live in a house. I 100%, I feel like I can't tell if I do or don't plan to live alone, because my thing is, I do want to. I think most people want to live alone. I 100% do. I think it'd be better for my work. I do have a good relationship with my family. I like living with my family, but at the same time, I think that I would thrive living on my own and learn a lot and not be and be more independent. So I think I'd be really good living on my own, and I definitely want to. But at the same time, I just think to myself, you know, I have friends that graduate, because I'm very traditional. I come from a traditional household where I'm not moving out with a boy until I'm married. So can't move in with my boyfriend until we're married. So that's something that you kind of have to put in factor is, okay, I kind of have like a plan for myself, I guess you could say. So do I want to waste that year or 2 years living alone before I'm married after I graduate college? And it's kind of like the question of, I do want to live alone, but I also love the idea of staying home and saving money until I'm married. So I think that's what holds me back, is the fact that I really do want to save my money and stay at home. I think it depends on my situation as well. If in 2 years from now, this podcast is extremely successful, where I'm making six or more figures, who knows? I think I would definitely be moving out. But if this podcast is doing good, but not where I want it to be yet, and I have to work full-time after college, I think I'd probably stay at home and just save that money up. And I think also I plan on working in the city, so it is going to be a little bit difficult to be like, the commute would be a lot for working full-time. I know a lot of people do it. I know a lot of people that do it, but for me, I don't know. I would have to think about it. So it's definitely an up in the air question. It's not the thing of, do I want to, it's will I be able to, or will I be able to sacrifice other things to do that? How do I tell my friends that they sometimes make me feel sad about myself? I don't want to make it a big deal / be dramatic, but I want them to know. Honestly, there's no way of them finding out unless you tell them. And I know why you don't want to tell them. You know, I get it. You don't want to say it and have them say, oh, you're being dramatic. We don't do that on purpose. That's just our personality, you know, but sometimes people have to be more considerate of the way that they are, even if that's their personality, and even if they're just joking around, or you guys are so close that they can make those jokes. Sometimes you just have to be upfront with them and be like, I'm not someone you can make those jokes with. Like, not to be a downer, a Debbie Downer, or to be negative on your life, but you just can't make those jokes with me because it hurts my feelings and I just don't want to deal with hearing them. But I'm telling you right now, they will not know how you feel until you tell them. And the best place for it to come from is from you. You don't want to tell someone else how you feel and have that person tell them. So you 100% just have to tell them how you feel. I think the reason we don't tell people how we feel in these situations is because we think we have to explain every single thing. You don't have to explain why you feel a certain way sometimes, because sometimes you don't even know why you feel that way. You know what I mean? So I think this is why we don't tell people things, or we don't want to confront people about things. It's because we're afraid of how they're going to react. What if they call me dramatic? What if they say that's not something to get upset about? That's not for them to decide. You can't control what upsets you at first. Something initially upsets you, that's not your fault, but it's your way to perceive it in a different way and adjust to the situation after a little bit of time. So if you think that your friends are having this negative impact on your life, and I honestly get a lot of questions about friendships, female friendships, jealousy, competition, leaving people out, whatever it is. I get a lot of questions about this, and I think it sucks because in this age, whether you're a teenager, your 20s, honestly, it's never easy to not have supportive friends. And I think it takes a little bit of time to get there. And you have to understand too, you don't need perfect friends. You don't need the most perfect friends. And if you're listening to this and you're like, that's not what I want to hear, you know, I want to hear that you do get perfect friends, but you're not going to. You're always going to have a friend that you get in some type of argument with, just like a relationship. No relationship will be perfect, but it'll be perfect in your own way. So I think when it comes to friendships, it's the same thing, you know. At the end of the day, if you know these girls care about you and support you and love you and want you around them, then it doesn't matter how you perceive it. You know what I mean? I think that that's something we need to focus on is if you have any doubt about these people, you will feel the way that you're feeling, which is, you know, you feel very left out. You feel like they're a little negative on you and, you know, maybe they're always gossiping. That's how you perceive them in the beginning, that's how you will continue to see them. So I think when it comes to a situation like that, you have to confront it or else they'll never know how they make you feel. And that can be really, really horrible for you. So definitely just tell them how you feel and just be like, you make me feel like XYZ and I don't want to feel that way around you because I value our friendship. And if after you say that, they're still like, you know, they're still like, you know, I don't really care. I don't think I make you feel that way. And I think you're being dramatic. So get over it. And if they kind of respond like that, then just start to distance yourself because a real friend will take how you feel into consideration, even if they don't understand it, and they'll work on it. Next question. Do you stay unbothered of other people's opinions of you? Honestly, yes. I used to not be like that when I was in high school. And even honestly, I would say like last year, I cared a lot about what people think. I think sometimes I still do. I honestly don't voice it to a lot of people. There's like one person in my life that I actually like talk to about my feelings. Like there's no one else that I talk to about my feelings or anything. And I think to them, they would answer, yes, you do care because they know everything I feel. But I think other people would be like, no, she doesn't care. And honestly, I don't. Maybe for the first like 5 minutes, I'll care and I'll be like, wow, that sucks. Why would someone say that? You know, like blah, 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 whatever, and go off. But after that, I truly wouldn't care. And here's why. Number one, and I know you hear this from everyone, but it really does say more about them than it does you. Someone says about me, you know, if they say something that you have to be sure of yourself too. So if, for example, something I'm very confident in is my work ethic, right? So if someone makes a comment about my work ethic, they're like, oh yeah, Olivia's lazy. That wouldn't even like get past me. That wouldn't even faze me. I wouldn't even look in their direction. It wouldn't even upset me it would maybe confuse me for a little bit, but because I know that I'm not lazy, because I know my work ethic, that comment doesn't bother me. But if they point something out like, oh, Liv has bad skin, which is something I am self-conscious about and I'm aware of, I'd be a little bit more upset and I'd be like, oh, that's kind of sad. But then after a little bit, I wouldn't care because I'd be like, that's my problem and I have control of that. So I think it really depends, obviously, on who it is saying it. But to be honest, I really don't care and I don't think any of us should. But you will never get to that place of not caring unless you are secure with who you are, whether it's a physical feature or, you know, a personality trait, whatever it is, as long as you're secure in who you are and everything, it won't bother you if other people think differently of you. So I think that's why I don't really get bothered, because I know who I am and I know kind of like my power, if that makes sense. And that's why I don't really get bothered by people's opinions. Definitely, it depends, like I said, on the person and on the situation. But most of the time, I really don't care what people have to think about me or say about me, because a lot of people have said a lot of mean things about me in the past, and I used to just let it bother me a lot, and now I can't waste my time with that. The last question I got, this is the last question that I'm going to answer. Okay. Does working out play a role in your happiness? Yes. I think it's actually the biggest role. I haven't worked out in a week. And I haven't worked out in a week because of my cold that I had. And you guys, like, I'm not trying to be like an annoying gym rat. I have never been more sad. I'm not even kidding. I have been so sad and just like, I don't want to use the word depressed, but just very down. I've been very lazy. I've been very sad. I've not been doing well ever since. I haven't been working out. And I noticed that the other day, after like 3 days of not working out, I'm like, wow, I miss it. After like 2 days, I'm like, oh, I could work out. I should work out tomorrow. It's been 2 days. Like, you know, I'm kind of in the mood too. But after 3 days, I was like, wow, I'm like sad. And I remember just like sitting on my floor and I just kept thinking to myself, I'm genuinely sad that I'm not working out right now. Like that's what was going through my head. I was just sitting on my bedroom floor. I was about to start cleaning my room and I was like, I really want to go to the gym. And I kept telling myself I was going to go. I was like, you know what, just go, just deal with it. But at the same time, I was like, and I took a COVID test. I was negative. I wasn't like taking any risks. It was just a little cold. It was like a mixture of like having a cold and allergies. So it wasn't COVID or anything. I'm not selfish like that. I wouldn't have left my house. But I kept thinking to myself, I have a trip to San Diego coming up. I don't want to have a cold for it. I don't want to be sick. You know what I mean? So I just kept thinking to myself, if I go to the gym right now, I'm not going to make my body feel better. So why am I going to go and everything? So I didn't go for those reasons. And I haven't gone in a week. And I genuinely like is hurting my body and upsetting me. It actually makes me sad that I haven't gone. Once you turn something into a habit and you start loving it, you're going to feel sad without it. It's like journaling or reading a certain book that you like. Once you have to like pull yourself away from it, it's honestly hard. So I haven't worked out in a week. So yeah, working out definitely affects my happiness. I think it makes me very, very happy. I think that it's easier said than done to start that. But once you get into the routine of it, once you force yourself to work out for like 21 days, I would say maybe a month, after that, it'll become a routine and it'll become a habit and part of your everyday life. So I highly recommend turning that into a habit because it's definitely a great one. And it just makes me feel so good. No matter what the workout is, I'm more excited to do strength training than I am to run. But it depends on the day also. Some days I'm in the mood for some cardio. Some days I'm in the mood for a nice long walk, strength training, whatever it is. But yeah, I do love working out. So I'm going to end this Friday's episode here because I don't want to like keep going and going and just answer a bunch of questions. I wrote those ones down and those are the ones I'm going to answer. So yeah, it's obviously Friday for you guys. Like I said, I'm in San Diego. But I just wanted to thank you guys for all the positive feedback I've been getting on For You Fridays. I've actually had like a few people DM me and just be like, this is my comfort. Like I put this on and I just journal in my room or go through my Pinterest. And I think that means so much to me because that's what I do with other people's podcasts. So the fact that other people care about what I have to say and care about my voice means a lot. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. Make sure you guys tune in Monday to speak with me and my guest. And then yeah, I think I have a September challenge podcast coming up on the 1st of September on Wednesday. So I will be uploading 3 times that week. So definitely keep a lookout for that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. And I'll talk to you Monday. Have a good weekend.